I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, and I just saw Adam Schefter, long-lost cousin of mine. You know, all the Adams are families. He says, with fans in attendance at 32 training camps today, all 32 training camps today, the Colts, Patriots, Saints, and the Washington football team will actually be offering COVID-19 vaccinations at their sites. And it's crazy how much vaccines have become a conversation around the NFL circles. And, I mean, I won't, you know, bust his chops too much on vaccines. We'll go around the NFL, but I'm happy to be joined right now by my NFL expert, Mark Schofield, on the hotline. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Adam, how you doing this morning, my friend? Great to be back with you.
Yes, I love having you on, as always, to kind of go around the NFL. I know you're a DC guy, but, you know, I like to have you on to talk about some of the other storylines around the league. I'm getting so juiced up for fantasy football, for Red Zone. I love watching Red Zone every single Sunday, having all the games on. So the season's just around the corner. What would you say are your top three storylines around the NFL that get people excited for this season?
Man, that's a fantastic question, because there are so many great storylines. Even if you just look at quarterback situations by division, you could see four storylines per division. I mean, yeah, there are so many great things to talk about. But I think, first of all, the Aaron Rodgers situation. I know we got some resolution with an agreement between Rodgers and the team this past week. He's now in training camp. He's practicing with the Packers. But is this really sort of the last dance? We all saw Rodgers took to social media along with Davante Adams. They posted pictures of Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan. We all saw that documentary, The Last Dance. So it does seem like those two are setting things up to make this their final ride in Green Bay. And if so, how does that play out? Do they reach the Super Bowl? Do they make a deep playoff run? Does it fall apart? It could go in that direction. So that's certainly a storyline to watch. And of course, that sets us up for next spring, which is, where will Rodgers play in 22? So that's certainly one to watch. I do think another storyline remains the ongoing Deshaun Watson situation in Houston, because, you know, he's reported to training camp, but they're not really practicing with him. You know, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle does such great work covering the Houston Texans. He's been talking about on Twitter how they're basically using Deshaun Watson as like a scout team safety in some senses. He's not doing any real drills. He's not really practicing the quarterback position. It seems like the team is trying to get ready for an eventual situation where, whether it's a commissioner's exempt list, whether it's, you know, actual legal action, he does have these 22 civil suits pending against him. The Houston Police Department is investigating these. Do they become criminal in nature? And if so, does Commissioner Goodell step in? So that's another situation. And I guess the Carson Wentz injury.
Yeah.
You know, Indianapolis, they make the trade for a conditional pick. It's a second rounder that becomes a first. If Carson Wentz plays 75% or more of the team snaps, Well, now we're hearing things like he heard a pop in that foot. There's a potential that he's going to need surgery. He might miss some time. How much time does he miss? Does it extend into the season?
Yeah, and the Colts don't really have a good backup this year, right?
They really don't. They have Jacob Eason, who they drafted a couple of seasons ago. You know, he showed some promise. Yeah, exactly, Adam. You know, he showed a big arm both. You know, he started down at Georgia, but when Jake Fromm won that job, transfers to Washington, he's big, he's athletic, got a big arm, but hasn't played a ton. That's, of course, you know, anytime you get a quarterback injury, you start speculating. People said, what about Mitchell Trubisky, who recently signed with the Bills? What about Gardner Minshew, the Jacksonville Jaguars? Obviously, they drafted Trevor Lawrence, intended to start him. They're not going to sit Trevor Lawrence, so maybe they trade for Gardner Minshew. So the Carson Wentz situation in Indianapolis, because that's, remember, that's a playoff team that traded for Carson Wentz with the hope that he's going to be their guy going
Is there any
forward.
Chance that they reach back out to Phillip Rivers?
I'm sure, Adam, that they'll make the call, but, you know, seeing the way his career ended, you know, seeing how happy he was becoming a high school coach, something tells me, you know, Phillip's getting his own team ready to go for high school football season here. I don't think he's going to want to step away, I'm sure, especially if it's just for a couple weeks. Now, if it comes back that, look, Wentz is done for the season, then maybe Rivers says, okay, well, you know, I can leave my team and actually go play an entire NFL year. But if it's just for a couple of weeks, they're going to have to look elsewhere.
Yeah, you're listening to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. My guest right now on the hotline, Mark Schofield. Follow him on Twitter, at Mark Schofield. Writes for TouchdownWire.USA Today. Let me ask you this, okay? Every year, there's a team that starts out red hot, you know, 5-0, 6-0. It was Atlanta a few years ago, and then they made the Super Bowl. Pittsburgh last year, I think, was 11-0 before finally falling. Who do you think is that team this year that's going to start out red hot and go undefeated for the first 5 or 6 games of the season?
You know, that's a great question because, you know, like you said, there are so many times that teams sort of start off red hot. I think, you know, Pittsburgh last year was the best example of that, right? Because they started off so well, and then it really seemed like, you know what, this team isn't that good. This team really is not that good, because you could see even before they lost that game to Washington that this is not a team that is really going to make any sort of run. Interestingly enough, at least on paper, Pittsburgh has one of the easiest schedules in the upcoming season. And so you could say that, look, you know, Pittsburgh, maybe they do it again. Maybe they fool us all again. I think another team that has the potential to at least start hot might be the Los Angeles Rams.
You look at
what they have defensively, Adam. They still have Aaron Donald, still have Jalen Ramsey. Now two members of the 99 Club on Madden, if you want to do some stock to the Madden ratings. I don't know if you do or not.
Oh, I play Madden all day, so you know those ratings matter to me.
Yeah. I mean, and then look, I know Andre Weingarten. I know him extremely well. He's one of the Madden's ratings adjusters. I feel for that guy because it's been Madden ratings week all week long on social media, and he's just, his mentions are just a nightmare. I feel bad for the guy. I'm going to have to, you know, buy him dinner next time we're down.
I'll buy him dinner and see if I can get a character created for the game.
Adam, I wish you all the luck in the world, because believe me, I've tried for so many years now with Andre. Like, look, just sneak me into the game. It doesn't have to be a full thing like, you know, Matt Miller and, you know, some of the ESPN people. Just like somebody that has a tweet pop up now and again. That's all I want. No dice. But, you know, and then you look at, you know, back to the Rams, what they put together on the offensive side of the ball now. Yes, they lost Cam Akers due to the injury, but, you know, they have pieces in place at the running back position. Their offensive line is also very good, and plus a lot of their run game is due to the schemes that Sean McVay dials up. For all the sort of praise that gets heaped in Sean McVay's lap about what he does offensively, people think passing game first, but really watch their run game schemes. They're very creative.
The run sets up their pass, for sure.
Exactly, Adam, exactly. And then look, you have Matthew Stafford now. So now Sean McVay has that kind of quarterback that he's always needed, that decisive quarterback that's going to take some chances with the football, that's not going to hesitate, that's not going to overthink things. That was part of the problem with Jared Goff. So I think, you know, the Rams could put together a really nice start to this season. So, you know, maybe Pittsburgh because they have the schedule, but I do like what the Rams have.
Yeah, no, a great point there. Let me ask you about the rookies. Who are you most looking forward to watching? You mentioned the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence. He's my guy. I mean, I honestly, I was like, this guy should have gone pro 3 years ago, but, you know, he couldn't. He had to play those extra years there for Clemson. Wasn't able to get another title, but I was rooting for him, and I really think he's going to be a superstar in this league. Can you name a few rookies that you're looking forward to watching?
Yeah, I mean, there's any number of rookies that I think are going to be fantastic. You can stick with the quarterback position. You mentioned Lawrence. Obviously, Zach Wilson, who just signed with the Jets. They finally got that deal done. You know, maybe the Jets don't contend right away, you know, especially when you look around the AFC East. Buffalo is going to be good. Maybe New England bounces back. Miami could be good. But I love the core that the Jets have put together, including two other rookies, the wide receiver Elijah Moore from Mississippi, slot guy, very fast change of direction, great movement skills, and Elijah Vera Tucker, the left guard, left tackle player out of USC. They're going to slot him in at left guard next to Mekhi Becton. That is potentially a incredible and massive left side of the offensive line going forward. So I look at the Jets. I love what they've put together. Justin Fields in Chicago. How soon does he see the field? Albert Breer was at training camp for Chicago yesterday. He actually put together a quick thread this morning about the Bears and how they look. And he said, look, Dalton, nice and steady, but there are some flashes with Justin Fields that are extremely impressive. And so maybe Dalton does end up winning the job out of camp, but I think we'll see Fields sooner rather than later. So those are some quarterbacks, but you branch out a little bit. Jaylen Waddle in Miami. I love Jaylen Waddle coming out. I thought the pace to his routes, the explosiveness, a lot of people went as far as to say he could be a Tyreek Hill type player. That's high praise, but he could live up to that. Devonta Smith, his teammate, now he's with the Eagles. Can he and Jalen Hurts sort of get on the same page and sort of remake that Eagles offense under Nick Sirianni? Ja'Marr Chase opted out due to COVID, gets reunited with his quarterback, Joe Burrow. You know, that was a questionable decision. A lot of people thought they would go tackle at five to make sure they protect Joe Burrow. They pass on Penei Sewell, the Oregon tackle. They draft Ja'Marr Chase, the LSU wide receiver, pairing up with his old teammate, Joe Burrow. How well does, you know, Ja'Marr Chase acclimate? Does he really help Joe Burrow, and does he justify the decision there? So I'm fascinated by that. And on the defensive side of the ball, look, I'm going to look at Micah Parsons. I know, look, we're both Washington, D.C. area guys here, but I'm very curious, was Micah Parsons the right fit for Dallas? They have to rebuild that defense if they're going to be any good this year. You know, obviously we got some news, Dak Prescott, the little arm soreness. They were worried about that, got the MRI, nothing serious, but he should be ready to go for the season. But that defense was really their Achilles heel, particularly when Dak Prescott went down. Is Micah Parsons the player that defense needed to sort of turn things around?
Mark, you're the perfect person to get into this little debate with. I was destroyed on Twitter a couple weeks ago. It was the most mentions I've ever had. It was blowing up because I guess ESPN put out their top five wide receivers, and they were all in on Devontae Adams being number one. All I simply said was, but Tyreek Hill went to back-to-back Super Bowls. I mean, this guy is the most unbelievable. You talk about Madden players, you can't stop him. When he gets the ball in his hand, anytime he can go for a touchdown. Why was I destroyed so much for my opinion that Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in the league? And give me your top three wide receivers for this season.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I did my own rankings of wide receivers, and I also had Adams one. You know, I think you could look at, you know, the route running, the footwork, the crispness and fluidity to his routes, the separation he gets. I think in terms of like what you, if you were sort of studying and evaluating wide receivers for the draft, you saw somebody with the ability to separate, the route running skills, the crispness of a Devontae Adams, you'd be, that's wide receiver one. Now, I had Hopkins two, I had Tyreek Hill three. I mean, but what's interesting, Adam, is wide receiver is one of those positions right now where you can make a case for, if you want to tell me that Tyreek Hill is your number one guy, I'm not going to push back on that.
Thank
the guy
you.
Is almost uncoverable at times. I mean, he has the speed, the quickness, the lawn speed to separate. Now, I talked about Adams and how he separates with route running, and it's not like Devontae Adams is slow. It's more that everybody looks slow when they're compared to Tyreek Hill. I mean, this is a
cheetah.
Man that's basically, yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you want to tell me he's your number one, fine. You know, if you want to tell me DeAndre Hopkins is your number one, fine. I went with Adams. You know, other people would go with Tyreek Hill. I think it's a fine position. I think the reason, Adam, that you got roasted on Twitter a little bit is Packers Twitter, you know, they were going through some things a week ago, remember? The time you put that out there, it was still prime Rodgers isn't coming back season.
Yeah.
So you know, anything that sort of gave them a chance to sort of come together as one and sort of lash out, they were going to take it. Whether you said, you know, I don't like Davante Adams, I like Tyreek Hill more, or you said, I don't like the cheesehead hats, they would have come after you for that. They just needed something to bond over Adam. That's what it really was.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much a take on Tyreek. It was they needed something to get together around. Yeah.
No, I learned my lesson not to mess with those cheeseheads, not to mess with Packers fans at all. Mark Schofield here on The Fan talking around the NFL. Let's move to D.C. here. Realistically, what do you think will happen this year with the Washington football team? And tell me this. Finish this statement. I believe they will win blank games this year.
Well, first of all, you're making me do some math here on Saturday because the new 17-game schedule makes it a little trickier. But, you know, I think sitting here right now with the defense that they have, with the weapons they have in offense and the ability to get consistent quarterback play, I think 11-6 is a reasonable expectation or a reasonable sort of bar. And I do think this is the team that I'm looking at to win the NFC East again. I know we haven't had repeat division winners since 2004 with the Philadelphia Eagles. But you look around the other teams right now, and they all have – not that Washington doesn't have questions, but they all have serious questions. I think you look at the New York Giants. Are you really buying that Daniel Jones takes the year three leap? If he does, that team could contend. But I want to see it before I believe it. At Dallas, we talked about their defense. Now Dak is dealing with an arm injury. There are certainly some issues there. Maybe if Dak's healthy, they can put together a good run. But, again – he's unhealthy a little bit right now. The defense has questions. And in Philadelphia, a lot of people point to them as having a bottom five roster in the league. And then when you bring it to Washington, one of the best defenses, I think, you know, top five defense potentially on paper. You look at what they put up together up front. You look at the secondary that they've assembled. They made some additions at the linebacker, Jimmy Davis, the linebacker out of Kentucky that a lot of people really like, who they drafted in the first round. Offensively, the weapons are in place, and now it's just, can Ryan Fitzpatrick give you stable quarterback play?
Yeah.
I know we've talked about Ryan before, and he has those high variance moments where, you know, he'll throw four touchdowns in week one, might throw three picks in week two. You know, if he can sort of cut that down a little bit and say it's more of the four touchdown games as opposed to the three interception games, this team wins 11 games, 12 games, and wins the division. I mean,
nice.
I think that's how it looks. Now, look, there's a lot of football to be played. They have the sort of first-place schedule, you know, thanks to winning the division last year. So other teams in the division have a bit of an easier run of it. But when you look at that defense, and I always think of what Bill Belichick famously said about, you know, we always have this debate in football Twitter, particularly in the summer. What's more important, pass rush or coverage, right? The guys that can get after the quarterback or the guys that can cover receivers. And Belichick basically said, you need both. You need both to be good. Washington is one of those teams right now that you look at them, you look at this roster, they've got both. Obviously, we know what they have up front, one of the best defensive fronts in the league. But then you look at that secondary, you know, Adam William Jackson from Cincinnati, he's one of the most underrated coverage corners in the game. Kendall Fuller, Benjamin St. Juice, the third-round pick. A lot of people really liked him coming out. I like their safety tandem, too. So they have the secondary. We know they have the pass rush. That's the Bill Belichick recipe for success on defense. And anytime you think, you know, you can make the case that Bill Belichick might like what you're doing, I think you're going to be okay. So, yeah, I think, Adam, this could be the team that wins the division, 11 wins, maybe 12 wins, should be a very reasonable goal. Could things go the other way? Sure, that's why they play the games. But right now, I really like what they've built.
Awesome. Always appreciate having you on. Really great insight. People should follow you on Twitter at Mark Schofield, and they can read your work by going to touchdownwire.usatoday.com. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great day.
Yep, and let's open it up to the callers now, 1-800-636-1067. You know, what are you really looking forward to seeing most week one against the Chargers? What will let you know what your thoughts are for this Washington football team this year? And maybe you can call in and give me your win number here on The Fan, 1-800-636-1067, at AWOD Radio on social media. Take your calls. Talk Washington football team. Now's your chance, baby. We're getting hyped for the Washington football team. I want you to call in next here on 106.7 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It's your boy Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm at AWOD Radio on social media, and I put out the question there to people. How many wins for the Washington football team here? If you're a gambling man like myself, you're looking at the futures here to get your season total wins. And right now it is set at 8.5 wins. So if you're thinking the over, 9 wins or more for the Washington football team, guys, I feel like that's an easy winner. I mean, I'm going to say right now, it could blow up in our face, and we could be looking at a team that's 6-11, 5-12, that goes through 3 different quarterbacks again. That could very well happen. But I'm taking the over 8.5. I'm going 9 or 10 wins. I think this team is a playoff team, whether or not we win the division. I mean, I think Dallas could really compete for the division championship here in the NFC East. But I like Washington to win at least 9 games. Are you kidding me? In a 17-game season with a defense that's top 5? I'm taking Washington all day long. Let's go to the phone lines here. 1-800-636-1067. We got Lou in D.C. What up, Lou?
Hey, Wad, what's going on, bro? No long time, no here.
I know, man. You're pumped up. We got football team talk here on the fan.
Oh, all the time, man. Football season, man. There's nothing like it, man. August already. Look, man. I've been saying 11 wins, so I'm still gonna stick to the 11th win, and I'm just excited what our defense and offense is gonna do, and you know, with the addition of some of the players that we added. Offense and, you know, as well as on the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. So I look, Dallas, people always, you know, say Dallas this, Dallas that on paper. But when it comes to, you know, playing the game, I mean, they competitive, but,
yeah,
you know, they always win on paper. So I could care less what Dallas, you know, what people say about them. But
so, Lou, you got 11 wins. How about this? Give me a name for a breakout star here in Washington this season.
I'm gonna go with the linebacker, man. I think Jamin, he's gonna have a hell of a season, man.
With Jamin?
Yeah, man. I just think, you know, he got the speed. He could cover a tight end. I know he's a first-year in college player, but I still think he could get it done. And, you know, he got two coaches that play the game in that position. So yeah. They're going to teach him how to.
That's a great point. That's a great point, man. His coaches were linebackers. Really appreciate the call. Great energy. Let's keep it going here. Joe in Springfield, how many wins you got this season, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I would say 10 wins, and I believe that the defense is going to be better, you know, than last year. I mean, you know, still top five from last year. I mean, I would say they'll still be the top five. The offense is going to be good, too. Terry McLaurin, I believe, is going to have more than 1,200 yards, maybe 1,300 yards. Terry McLaurin is going to have a breakout year. And remember that it's not going to be just him, the receivers they got, because you have Curtis Samuel. I know he's on the COVID list at the moment, but I believe he'll be better by that time. Logan Thomas is going to have a breakout year, but Terry McLaurin is going to be my one guy to have a breakout year. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, you mentioned the Cowboys, but I would say the New York Football Giants could be second in the division. Dallas, listen, I know Prescott is back. I know he's having an injury right now during training camp, but that defense to me in Dallas got worse in the offseason. I mean, the defense is going to blow it for them again.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, but I mean, I would say that right now, Washington, right now, 10 wins, I mean, if not more. It's going to be a tight schedule, especially at the beginning of the season. But the fact that they have, five or six division, I think five division games to finish out the season, I mean, that's unheard of if you're in the NFL right now. But I would say right now, Washington, you get a chance, 10 wins. I mean, Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio leading the way. I'm hyped. I mean, it could blow in our face.
You're hyped.
Right now, 10 wins, we'll see.
Yeah, I love it. And I like the way you mentioned Terry McLaurin. And I also want to put out there that he has been going up against William Jackson III every day in training camp. I think that matchup is going to make both of them even better. They really have gotten, you know, the best of each other on certain occasions. I know it was reported the one time McLaurin slipped and William Jackson III had a really easy interception in practice earlier this week. So that's going to be a battle throughout training camp to keep an eye on. Let's go to James in D.C. James, you're on the Fan.
What's up, A-Wad? What's up, my boy?
What's up, man? I appreciate you calling.
Oh, yeah. I wish you were on Monday through Friday because you're way better than
I'm working on it, man. You know, you got to give me some time here. Right now, we're trying to kill it on the weekend.
Yeah, brother. I'll do whatever I can and get that for you. But listen, I'm going to tell you like this. I got the Redskins defense probably number one, number two defense this season. I think the second year in Jack Del Rio, with the OTAs, with all the extra training camp and preseason, what they did not have last season, I think they're just going to be all monsters. I think everything is going to click. And the additions to the secondary, I'm looking at top one or two defense. I see our offense 20 times better than what it was. Terry going off, Gibson's going to go off, one of the best tight end clans we've had since Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis. I just think everything's going to click. I love that we picked up Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he's going to go off and have his best season. Having said all that, I got us killing the division and upsetting some of these hard games with Tampa Bay, Kansas City. I got us 13-4.
Say that again. Say that again for the people in the back.
13-4.
I love it, James. I love it. And I love the fact that you said we're going to get our revenge on the Bucs. Damn it, we should have won that game. If Heineke's shoulder was all right, we win that game. We gave them a better game than Aaron Rodgers, man. We gave them a better game than that Super Bowl.
Easily.
Right?
Easily we had them on the rope.
I love it. We got Mark here, and we went around the NFL with Mark Schofield, and now we got people fired up to talk Washington football team. We're going to continue your phone calls. One more call before the break here. We got John in D.C. John, you're on the Fan.
What up, A-Y?
Yeah. What up?
The Washington Redwoods going about 12 wins. And my breakout player is going to be Humphrey, you know. Fitzpatrick and Humphreys, they play together in Miami. They're going to be killer out here. Watch. It's going to open up a lot of possibilities.
I like that. Not many people have talked about that. And you know, slot receiver has become so important in the NFL.
He's going to get awoke. He's going to get awakened in September. Watch.
I love it, man. So you're
how many?
I appreciate the call, John. Everyone's hyped up to talk Washington football team. We'll take more of your phone calls. Actually, we got Chris Russell coming up next. Then we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll run Washington football team up until the 11 a.m. hour. I want to hear from you guys. If you don't have a chance to call in, remember, you can always tweet me at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, you can get your name read out on the air. 106.7 The Fan with Adam Epstein. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Weekend Radio talking Washington football team. I couldn't believe it. I had to fact check my producer, Ryan. It is, in fact, the season total for wins for the Washington football team set at 8.5. You can get the over for plus 100 on the FanDuel app. I will be hitting that with my entire account, which is only $3 now, unfortunately, because I lost a lot of my recent bets, but really happy to be joined on the hotline right now by my guy, Chris Russell, the Rooster, live from Richmond, Virginia. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, AWOD? How are you, pal? I am literally 20 yards away from the football, which is spotted right now at the 40-yard line here in Richmond. Beautiful day, sunshine, a little cloud cover, breezy. Boys added Jared Patterson, the undrafted kid from Buffalo, just ripped off a stretch zone run to the left and probably picked up a good chunk of about 25, 30 yards, drawing a big applause here from a nice crowd for the last day down in here in Richmond. So, yeah, we're doing okay. Good vantage point. Like I said, the boys are out there working hard.
I love it, man. You just set the scene perfectly. I feel like I'm with you in Richmond. You one of my favorite beat reporters ever covering the Washington football team, my guy Chris Russell, live from Richmond, Virginia. So why don't you keep it going, man? What have you seen so far from your time down there, and what are you looking forward to seeing most?
Well, I've seen a lot of traffic. That's number one. We start there, right? 95, as I commented on Twitter, is an absolute eternal pit of hell. It's only gotten worse. South of Fredericksburg, it used to be okay after Fredericksburg. Now it's just a nightmare. So, I just got here about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. So, I haven't seen much today outside of what I just described. And, you know, Kyle Allen just took a snap, little handoff. I mean, Heineke's been in there. Fitzpatrick's been in there. One interesting note. Brandon Smith was out here, according to J.P. Finley, who I just talked to, our colleague. And he was out here loosening up, stretching, and participating in individuals. They had to pull him off. He walked off the field with a trainer. We don't know the reason why. JP said he didn't appear injured. I'm not going to recklessly speculate, but JP is basically, sort of hinting at something, if you know where I'm going with this on Twitter. So I'll let his word speak for it because he saw it. But that's obviously not a good sign. Like right now, you know, with the ones, Eric Flowers has moved over to left guard. Wes Schweitzer has moved to right guard. The one thing, you know, besides dramatic, massive injuries, right, to a Terry McLaurin, to an Antonio Gibson, to, you know, a Chase Young, this is the one thing that I am deathly worried about. Everyone should be worried about it. Everyone should be taking it ultra seriously, and it has, quite honestly, the perfect opportunity to derail whatever this team is going to ultimately be. You were just talking about the over-under. I'm with you. I would slam the over, but I'm deathly afraid that this team is going to have 15 guys missing for week one or week two or whatever it might be. You know, maybe it's later in the year. I don't know. If they don't get this problem, and it is, make no mistake about it, it's an enormous problem no matter how you feel about COVID and vaccinations, and I'm not trying to make this political. It's a major, major, major handicap and problem that could derail this team.
Yeah, and one thing, you know, I was saying earlier in my show is that as much confidence as I have in this team and Ron Rivera, the way he's building this team here, though, I am a little worried about the offensive line play and how it will hold up the previous two off seasons. We lost our veteran tackles from Trent Williams to the 49ers, now Morgan Moses to the Jets. I've heard Sammy Cosmi has been out there getting first-team work at the tackle position going against Chase Young. So you're with me. I mean, offensive line is something that could really derail this team.
Yeah, there's no doubt that offensive line still has plenty of questions. And again, you know, like I just mentioned with Sheriff, now, again, we don't know if that's an injury. We don't know if that's, you know, the other thing. So we won't recklessly speculate. But, I mean, he's not out here, right? And he was. So, but, you know, like, look, here's the thing. Cosmi has struggled from what I saw on Wednesday. He's not out there right now because they're doing, looks like, 9-on-9s, AWOD, here with the first-team offense versus the first-team defense. But they only have like a half of an offensive line, so they go left tackle to left guard to center, and they have, you know, Roulier out there, and Sadiq Charles is working more at tackle as he is right now as I'm looking at him, left tackle, you know, and you know, listen, the one thing they have is versatility on that offensive line, right? Sadiq Charles can play left tackle, he can play right tackle in a pinch, he can play left guard, he can play right guard, he only can't play center, right? Now, can he stay healthy? Well, so far through a week or 3 days of camp, he has. But last year, he had more injuries than snaps played. So, I mean, I don't know what to expect out of him. I mean, you hope, but you can't reasonably say for sure. And Sheriff, we know, is always banged up. You know, we talked about the right tackle situation. The most reliable guy on this offensive line right now is Chase Roulier and Charles Leno, the import from Chicago.
Yeah.
Leno hasn't missed a game in over 5 years. Now, is he a blue-chip Trent Williams? Of course not. But he hasn't missed a game in over 5 years. I'll take less of a blue-chip talent for a guy that I know is going to not only cash his paycheck every week, but, you know, punch in every week and be there every week like Charles Leno has and Chase Roulier has. I'll take less talent and more reliability, you know, hoping that they don't get injured. And, of course, it could happen. But, I mean, that's the kind of guys I want on this offensive line. That's the kind of guys I want on this team. I do think they have better depth overall despite losing Moses. You know, don't forget, right now Cornelius Lucas is, you know, who is the A, you know, 1A or 1 starting right tackle. He's on the COVID list, you know. So, I mean, you know, they've got some issues here, but they do have better depth than they've had.
Yeah. And Chris, I love hearing the whistles in the background. It's so amazing. It's such a great scene setter. Coming to you live from Richmond, Virginia, my guy Chris Russell, the Rooster, here on AWOD Weekend Radio. And, Chris, reports were that, you know, supposedly every single time, you know, they've got fans there watching from Richmond, every time De'Ami Brown goes deep, the crowd goes nuts. That's what's been reported. In Washington, we love our deep shot as Washington fans, from Santana Moss breaking Cowboys fans' hearts, going deep twice in the fourth quarter on that Monday night miracle. We've always been looking for the next fly route god here in D.C. Do you think it can be De'Ami Brown, and what have you seen from him?
It's funny you just asked that, AWOD, because he just ran a sideline out route. So not the deep out, not the deep post or anything like that, which he's obviously been very good at North Carolina. But he just ran a sideline out on the opposite side of the field from me and made a nice clean catch with his hands extended from his body along the sideline. I can't exactly tell where the chalk was, but it looked like he was in bounds. So he can do the deep stuff. But I think where he's really going to help them is, again, taking – pressure off of Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel when he's back out here, and also being able to add that dynamic against stretch the field ability. Ron has talked constantly about needing team speed, needing experience. He doesn't bring experience at the wide receiver group, but he certainly brings team speed. Now, how do you double cover Cloud, Shell, whatever it is, McLaurin, when you're going to get beat by Curtis Samuel and or Deami Brown? Oh, and by the way, Logan frickin' Thomas. Oh, and by the way, they can check down or they can run a design screen or a jet sweep or whatever. I mean, so they have so many different looks, again, if they are healthy, if they are all here. And obviously, they're not all going to be here at all times, but this offense is so much more dynamic this year versus last year. And listen, I know there's a lot of people that bitch and moan about last year's offense. They want, I'm telling you, the coaching staff had absolutely minimal confidence in Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith to stretch the field vertically. They only did it when they absolutely had no choice because they didn't trust them. They trusted Kyle Allen a little bit more. I guarantee you, they are going to trust Ryan Fitzpatrick 1,000 times more to stretch the field more consistently along with these weapons. And even if it's Taylor Heinicke and or...
something's going on in the background.
number 84, I think that's John Bates, the rookie, just made a nice catch. And got a little
Hey, that's why I love you, man. See, all the other reporters, I know they're on their phone tweeting every other play. They're taking pictures and videos. My guy, Chris Russell, just stands there and like a beast can describe everything perfectly to the audience to make us feel like we're right there with you, listening to AWOD Weekend Radio on the Fan. Chris, kick returns and punt returns have been the... Chris, kick returns and punt returns have been the Achilles heel for this team for a few years. And who are you seeing returning punts and kicks in camp and then come the regular season?
Well, so, and by the way, it was Dax Milne, not John Bates, that made that catch. So, that's where I'll start with this. Dax Milne is my long shot, like if you're looking for a diamond in the rough kind of guy that could make this roster, or if he doesn't make the roster initially, makes the practice squad and then gets an early promotion because he's a natural punt returner. He didn't do as much of it at BYU. His offense coordinator told me, and Pete, by the way, Russell and Medhurst over on the Team 980, 3-7, Monday through Friday.
Yes, sir.
So I promote the show and don't get in trouble with my tag team partner. He told us that they had to pull Dax off of punt returns because he was too valuable for them as a wide receiver. Well, obviously, the same pressure, the same need, AWOD, is not here in Washington. So if he's going to make the roster, it's because of that. Another guy you should keep your eye on, and I'm looking at him right now, number 16, DeAndre Carter. Dude's got wheels. And
really?
So far, I've seen him, whatever I've seen him targeted, I've seen him catch, which is very different than a Stephen Sims Jr., right? I mean, Stephen Sims Jr.'s got wheels, but he's not consistent. He drops too many passes, fumbled a big punt in the Carolina game that led directly to a touchdown and really turned that game around. So I would keep an eye on DeAndre Carter in the preseason and definitely Dax Milne. Both of them aren't going to make it, but both could make the practice squad, and one could make the opening 53.
Russell, you're getting me so excited hearing the fans in the background. I might have to make a trip down to Richmond today or tomorrow. I'm so excited, man.
They're only here today, pal, so I think you're a little bit late.
I guess I'm a little...
here's what you should do. You should come out to FedEx Field this Friday night for Friday Night Football, baby.
Oh, I didn't know about that. All right.
We're going to be broadcasting live and all that good stuff at FedEx Field, and it's open practice for, I think, 20, 25,000 fans or whatever it is. So just show up and just say, look, damn it, I'm A-Rod. Get me in.
And so people should listen to Russell and Medhurst here on 106.7, on the Team 980, 3-7 p.m. Follow you on Twitter at RussellMania621. Follow Pete Medhurst at Pete Medhurst. So before I let you run, I worked at Carytown Burgers and Fries back in Richmond, Virginia, flipping burgers. Let me know, where are you going to eat today? I know they got great barbecue. There's a great ice cream spot that I know is a huge fan of 106.7 The Fan. Tell the fans here what you're going to eat.
So I once passed Carytown Burgers and Fries with Bruce Allen next to me riding shotgun in Chris Cooley's truck. Wild story, crazy story. I'll tell you off the air the rest of the details. But yes, I once passed that. I've never eaten there. I've heard it's very good, but I would say that today seems like a ZZQ, I believe, day. I think it's ZZQ, or I've seen on, I think it's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, they've got this submarine place, right, that's got like 16-inch subs
yeah.
that are world famous. I don't know the name of it. Maybe you do.
Oh, it's like the something cow or something like that. I went there in college for sure. Yeah.
Whatever it is, I've seen it. I was thinking maybe I could do one of those two. I can't do both because otherwise that'd be a real big, you know, problem. I'm already a problem. But, what are you going to do? By the way, Jared Patterson just dropped a tight contested window catch over the middle. Not a pure drop, but ultimately you would count it as a drop. I'm just wrapping this thing up. I think I've been here now a couple of days. Down in Richmond, you know, I wasn't able to stay the whole time because of station commitments and whatever, but they've done a nice job. You know, the field looks great. I mean, I think they put in a whole new surface since the last time we were here. A lot of family fun, kids, activities. I mean, J.P. Finley is here. I mean, rock star, like Hollywood, he's signing autographs right now for all the fans. They've done a really good job kind of bringing in the fans, you know, because remember, the fans are not going to be out at the Inova Sports Performance Center for the rest of training camp. They will for next Friday night at FedEx Field, and obviously for the 4 days here, AWOD.
Yeah.
They've done a really nice job.
Yeah, Rooster, I got to run here because we're simulcast on Team 980. Always appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
1-800-636-1067. If you're as fired up as I am, call in right now. 1-800-636-1067. They got the over at 8.5? Are you kidding me? Adam Epstein on the Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Adam Epstein with you here on 106.7 The Fan. AWOD Weekend Radio. Just about over an hour left in the show, so if you want to call in, 1-800-636-1067, or you can hit me up on Twitter at AWOD Weekend, or excuse me, AWOD Radio. The show is called AWOD Weekend Radio. Pat tweets me. He wants me to talk about the Ovi signing. I mean, I'm hyped for that, but Washington football team right around the corner, baby. NFL is king. Eddie tweets me. He'll take the over as well. He hopes Scherf is doing all right. And so if you want to tweet me and get your thoughts read on the air, tweet me at AWOD Radio. Aaron loves me and Chris Russell together. Dean says that it sounds like the most logical prediction to have 12 maybe plus wins this year, even though he actually says it's a brutal schedule. He's going with 8 wins. I'm going with the over-under is 8.5. I'm definitely going with the over. And here's the thing. We created expectations for this fan base by making the playoffs last year in Riverboat Ron's first season as head coach, the Rivera era. So we have to build on that. It's vital that we improve this season in all aspects. All right, offense, defense, special teams. The defense set the bar very high, and like pole vaulting in the Olympics right now, we have to try to jump over that. That's the challenge because the bar is set so high for defense. Time for them to rise up to the challenge. Here is Ron Rivera talking about the challenge this season after creating the expectations.
Understand, when you do it right, you're creating expectations. That's what happened last year. We did it right, and we create expectations. Now we got to live up to it. Why? Because we are capable. We are capable. We can. No reason we shouldn't. Any questions? No questions, Jonathan Allen. Break it down. Let's go.
Washington football team put out that audio of head coach Ron Rivera. So expectations are high. I want to take your calls. What is your thoughts on the over-under for total wins this year? Look, there's a lot of new faces on offense, but I think Fitzpatrick's the kind of guy that's going to mold everything together, and I'm really looking for him to be that veteran in the locker room and on the field that is going to make improvements throughout the season. You know, it's not going to be like Haskins or Kyle Allen last year, guys with not as much experience. He's played all around the league. I think he's going to be able to say, hey, go a little shorter on this route. And I even saw it was reported on the Washington Football Team website that he was talking to Logan Thomas earlier in the day in a practice earlier last week, how to get open on a play, and because he didn't get open on that play that they ran. And then later in the practice, Thomas actually took that note and ran his route even better and got wide open on a pass from Ryan Fitzpatrick. So you're already seeing it with the Washington Football Team. Calls next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.